So it was my best intention to record an episode in the studio with that high quality audio that you read about, but the week happened the way that it did. Us continuing to manage the open rental, my wife and kids going and cleaning that while I kept the other kids multiple jobs going. I'll have a additional episode about that shortly, just about the journey to get to productive property level that we did the last week with almost $40,000 booking for the week. And we'll talk about that more later. But all that to say, I'm in the car again on the go between job sites recording this episode. What I want to talk about is today we culminated a 30-day challenge. I say we. It is my son Eli and me with a group of, I think it was 11 total men and their sons. So it was multiple business owners, sons. So a true multi-generational challenge. And my son and I tied for first place. And what happened was there's five tasks that you had to complete every day. Really kind of six tasks. It was no sugar, a 45-minute workout, listening to a podcast, and reading the Bible, and then journaling about the scripture reading and the Bible reading that you did, and also a purity check for keeping every thought captive. And for us guys, that equals controlling our eyes. In a hypersexual culture with women that dress inappropriately, especially in the summer months, it is something that Christian men have to be vigilant about. So it was just a 30 days of when there was stuff happening around you to immediately take the thought captive and not let that progress to a point where it's sinful. So just immediately developing that discipline. So doing those five tasks every single day. And then we were on a group chat together. So it was 11 of us on the group chat together. And they just asked for a roll call. So you have a leader keeping track of it. He kept track of it on a Google Sheets doc that everybody could kind of see throughout the challenge. But one guy just said, hey, roll call. Everybody reported in. And then you had to give an account if you fell short. And then there was a $10 payout to a pro-life charity if you messed up. And then the winners get $250 to take their wife on a date or whatever. And so we got the payout. My one of my business mentors, David Benham, was the one that kind of rallied the group. And so we did it. And everybody else, kind of the second place guy, had, I think, two mess ups in out of a possible 150 points. He was a 148, I believe. So really close. And I told my son at the beginning of this, it's kind of a long lead in per usual to get to the point that I wanted to share with y'all, which is you should be surrounded with and have relationships with people that challenge you. You should be accountable to people that you respect. There should be a measurable, achievable goals that you set for yourself. Doing it in community makes it even more rewarding. So there's a tremendous amount. We did a weekly Zoom call with everybody. And one of the last week, actually, all the business owners and stuff were busy and traveling and whatnot. And so it ended up being my son Eli and David Benham on a call together, which was just kind of, for me as a father, David sent me a quick clip of them chatting. And for me as a father to realize that as I'm building these businesses, as I'm growing, as I'm pushing myself in a lot of ways, that the fact that I was able to take my 15-year-old son along on this journey with me, have him be in on the channel with the guys and sharing the information with everybody, that just really realizing that this journey that I'm on as a business owner, trying to grow a business, seeking out mentors, getting counseling from them, and then these opportunities that present themselves for my son to be along with the ride, and him to be with other sons of entrepreneurs and other business owners, to hear the men and explaining and sharing and giving an account when they fall short, and just realizing like this is incredible opportunity to continue the legacy, because we can see in biblical patterns in the Old Testament that, especially through Judges and things like that, that there's a very common thread that the children forgot, that the parents did not teach the children, did not remember, did not practice the feasts and remind them of what the Lord delivered them in Egypt. The Lord provided manna for them in the wilderness. The Lord drove out their enemies before them in battle as they were taking the promised land and to possess it. And you see this kind of generational theme happening. And modern day America is not immune from this. We're very much seeing, we're reaping what the boomer generation has sown, which has been, you know, quite honestly pathetic, has been selfish, has been them hoarding the wealth that they were amassed and being emotionally distant fathers and all the different things. It's not really the point of this podcast, but just I'm sharing what an awesome opportunity it was and a blessing to have my son realize. We had a discussion at the beginning that if we were going to win this, the only way to be sure that we're going to win it is to be perfect, is to execute every single task, five tasks every day, day in and day out for 30 days, because that margin for victory is going to be tiny, because we're with other men that are serious about this, and we had to do it. And so we did. We were able to be successful. It was very helpful to have somebody in the family at the house with me to check in on me. I was checking in on him. There's several times that he or I had to do a 9:30 workout, 45-minute workout at 9:30. It kind of stinks. You got to take a shower. You're not getting to bed till 10:30, making sure you get your journaling in. So the way that I would recommend this, and maybe I'll write this out in the show notes, the description, the way that I would modify it, this is something that you're going to try to do with some church men, is I would maybe change that podcast to something kind of more in line with what 75 Hard is, just 10 pages of nonfiction reading, or maybe make it an option. You can either read 10 pages or listen to a podcast and journal about that, because I definitely found myself some days wanting to get into a book instead of listen to a podcast, and I wasn't able to maybe use that 45 minutes, half hour that I had to read because I had to make the choice for the challenges perspective to do the reading. And then that workout, maybe, you know, adapt to say maybe it's not 45 minutes. Maybe 45 minutes can be a little bit longer than it's necessary. And maybe you end up picking workouts, especially as a busy schedule, that, you know, you could get the same benefit from 20, 25 minutes of working out, you know. But so those would be the modifications that I would make. And if it's something that 30 days seems like a lot, cut it in half, maybe make it a 2-week challenge, you know, and it's as simple as messaging 5 or 6 guys, getting together, talking about it once a week, encouraging each other in your walk and just feeding off of each other's energy and just continuing to push and sharing what you learned in scripture reading, shared what you learned in podcasts, this kind of roll call. Here's what I learned this week. Here's where I'm at. This is what's been struggling with. And a lot of the guys were talking about wanting to keep it up and to continue doing it. And, you know, so we'll see if a couple of us end up continuing on. Definitely had an opportunity to have some sugar at lunch today. I really was craving one of those, a sweet tea, but passed it up and didn't get it. So we'll see how it goes. Planning on still using some of those things that I learned and continuing the habits and see how it goes from the coming days. But hopefully that's encouraging, practical, give you some ideas of how I am setting up my life to challenge myself personally, but then also bringing family along in the journey and other men in the community. I did send it out to the men on our church men's Discord channel. Had a couple guys jump in on it, but didn't do quite as well as the weekly check-ins with everybody. So I actually sent out that we completed it and see where everybody else is at time-wise, and maybe we'll kick another one off with some of the local men coming forward. But anyway, continue to challenge yourself, continue to push yourself and surround yourself with other people that are going to set measurable, attainable goals and follow through on it and be investing their time and their energy with you to include and to encourage you, and figure out how to do it with your kids and cultivate that within your household. So that's all I got this week. Remember, pretty active on X, follow on X. Also, you know, this got some value out of this episode, y'all. Screenshot it and share it. Share it out on your social media channels. Let me know that you're listening to it. Bring other people into the movement, and let's continue to build our households and grow mentally, spiritually, and physically. Have a good week. Hopefully see you next time.